Shahatamik Parai Dalad Mishnah Aleph Lo Hayu Kovtin Et HaTelah Ela Ma'akdin Oso. When they shafted the Tzlat for the Korban Tamid, and it would have to be tied up during Shechita so it wouldn't move around. They wouldn't tie up the two forelegs together and the two hind legs together. Instead, they would be ma'akidim, meaning to say they would tie one foreleg with one hind leg and the other foreleg with the other hind leg. This is called ikud, similar to the akedah of Yitzhak, in which his hands were tied to his feet. Misha zachu be'evar. Ochvenoso. The kohen that was ochven to bring the evar of the Talmud after Shechita to the kevet. They would help during Shechita by holding the behemoth during Shechita. And this is the direction the behemoth was facing during the Akedah while it was tied up and getting ready for Shechita. Rosho ledarom upanav lamara. It would be facing the south. Now, even though the Shechita, the behemoth was in the north of the Azar, as a Korban Talmud of the Nola, which is Kachi Kachim, and the Avodos of Kachi Kachim is done in the north of Azar, but it would be facing the south. But its head would be turned towards the west, as the west is where the Heichal of Kachi Kachim is, so we want the behemoth to be facing the Heichal during the Shechita. HaShochet, the one who is Shochet, the Behema, Omid B'Mizrach, Upanav Lamar. He would stand to the east of the Behema, facing the west. Also, he would be facing the Hecho and the Kachay Kachim during Shechita. Shashachar HaYenishchad, Al Karen Sponis Marabiz, Al Tabah Shneir. The Korban Tamid of the morning was shafted on the northwest part of the Azar by the second Tabah. And there were 24 rings attached to the floor of the Azar in the northern part of the Azar. One ring for each Mishmar. There were 24 Mishmar, 24 groups of Kohanim that did Avodah in the base Mikdash, and each Mishmar had its own ring. Now the Korban Shel Tamid was shafted by the second ring all the way to the west. And the Pasuk says, Shnayim Layom, that the Korban Tamid is brought two every day, one in the morning, one in the evening, and it says Layom. And Chazal learned out that it has to be towards the Yom, meaning towards the Shemesh, that the place where it's shafted, there has to be Shemesh there, not Sel, not Shape. And in the morning, the sun rises from the east and shines towards the west. So therefore, the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar is shafted on the most western ring, and the second ring farthest away from the Mizbeach. Not the ring that's farthest away from the Mizbeach, but the second one that's farthest from the Mizbeach, if we don't want to shaft it too close to the Mizbeach, as the Mizbeach can cause there to be shade by the Tabo. So therefore, we want to farther away from the Mizbeach. Now, even though we said that each Mishmar has its own Tabas, therefore, how do we always shaft the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar in the same Tabas? The answer is that each Mishmar had its own Tabas for other Korbanos, but for the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, where it says Shnayim Layom, Akorchach, we have to shaft the Tamid by the same ring for each Mishmar. So, Ben Arbayim Hayinishkar Akar Mizrach Tzvonis Al Tabas Shnil. The Korban Tamid that's brought in the Ben Arbayim in the evening. That was Nishkan, the northeastern part of the Azar, by the Tabas Shnil. And since we need Shnayim Layom, then it has to be Keneged HaShemesh, and the sun in the evening is setting in the west and shining towards the east, so therefore it's shafted on the northeast part of the Azar. The second Tabas is farthest away from the Mizbeach, the most eastern Tabas, and the second Tabas is farthest away from the Mizbeach. As we said, we don't want to shaft it too close to the Mizbeach, as the Mizbeach can cause there to be cell there, and the place where we shaft the Tamid, there has to be Shemesh. Shachar HaShoshet, the person who was Shoshet the Tamid, would then check the tummy. The Kibra HaMakabah, the person who is Zoch in the Kabbalah Tadam, would be Makabah the Dam in a Klishart. Balo Lekarim Mizrach Tzvonis, the Kohen who would Makabah the Dam, would come to the northeast corner of the Mizbeach, Menoisein Mizrach Tzvonis, and he would be Zoch the Dam on the northeast corner of the Mizbeach. He would make sure that the Dam goes both on the Tzvon and on the Mizrach of the Mizbeach. This is called Matana Achat Change. I am one Zrika that goes on two sides of the Mizbeach. He would stand on the floor and be Zorg the Dam in the lower part of the Mizbeach under the Chud HaSikra, the red line that goes around the middle of the Mizbeach, and he would be Zorg the Dam on the corner, and the Dam would go on both sides. My rubbish drama is the noisin, my rubber drama. He would then go to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and he would be Zorg the Dam on the southwest corner, and the Dam would go on the south part of the Mizbeach and on the west part of the Mizbeach. Another Matano Shem Shtayim, altogether Shtei Matano Shehein Arba, two Zrikas, and the Dam would go on all four sides of the Mizbeach. Shiare Hadam HaYeshoifech HaYisoy Droimit. The rest of the Dam that was left in the Kli after the two Zrikas, he would pour that Dam on the Yisod of the Mizbeach, the southern part of the Yisod, the bottom part of the Mizbeach, that was the Yisod that stuck out from the Mizbeach. The Dam would run down from the Yisod and end up in the Amah of the Azara, the stream that runs through the Azara. When they were ready to strip the hide from the korban tamid and to chop it into pieces, before they hung the korban tamid, in order to strip it, they would not cut off the regal, the foot. Instead, they would make a hole in the knees of the behemoth, put hooks through the knees, and hang the behemoth in that way. And they did not cut off the regal before they hung it, as they had to strip the hide off the regal also. The Kohen would start stripping the korban tamid until they reached the chazah. They would start stripping it from the legs until they reached the breast. When they stripped the hide until the breast, they would then cut off the roast of the korban tamid and give it to the Kohen that was zocha to bring the roast to the mizbeach. The Kohen would then cut off the feet and give it to the Kohen that was zocha to bring the feet to the mizbeach. They would then complete stripping the hide from the behemoth. They would then rip the leg, the heart, to get out the blood from the leg. The Kohen would then cut off the forelegs and give it to the Kohen that was zocha to bring the forelegs to the mizbeach. He would then go up to the right hind leg. He would cut it off. He would give it to the Kohen that was also to bring the hind leg to the mizbeach, together with the two testicles that would be brought to the mizbeach. Karo benimsa kulo galoy lefanav. The Kohen would then rip open the behemoth, and now the behemoth was open in front of him. You can see to the insides of the behemoth. The Kohen would then take the peder, which is the chalav and the fat, and put it by the base shechita taroj, up by the neck where the shechita was done to cover the wound. The Kohen would then take out the inside from the behemoth and give it to the Kohen that was zocha to wash out the inside. The stomach would be taken to the base madichin, which is a lishka, where they washed out the stomach, and it would be washed out as much as it was needed. They would wash out the stomach separately, as the stomach was full of gunk. They don't want to get that gunk on the rest of the inside. The rest of the inside, besides the stomach, was washed three times at least on the marble table that were between the pillars that were in the Azara. There were marble tables in between those pillars, and that's where they washed out the inside at least three times. They washed out the inside to make sure it was clean before it was nikrab on the mizbeach.